Chase Willie D-Mace, 1025, 1063, the game. We're live at Centennial Sportsplex for Predators Training Camp presented by Vanderbilt Health. And we have welcomed in the captain, Roman Josi, who is with us as they get ready for back-to-back games in Nashville. Kind of a weird scheduling change because of the hurricane against Tampa. But then they'll head to Europe, head to Switzerland, where Roman is from. How you doing?
Good. Doing good.
We saw you at the golf tournament a few weeks ago for Brent Peterson. How'd that go? How'd you shoot?
Our team was minus seven, so not great.
Okay. Well,
that's yeah, it wasn't even not, close to.
Yeah. Was Joey the guy?
No, I think Fabs was on the team. They shot minus 19 or something.
Like, ooh.
Oh, wow.
They were good.
Goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I've heard Fabs is pretty good.
Fabs is good, but I think they had two that were like plus handicap, plus two or something.
Oh, okay. So yeah. that certainly helps. Yeah. So training camp underway. You guys got a couple of games under your belt with the doubleheader. How you feeling so far getting back out there?
Good. It's good. Good first couple of days. Like the first 3 days were pretty hard. Good intensity. And like it's nice to be back out. We had some scrimmages too. Just getting back to that intensity that you don't really get in the summer. So and then obviously the games I didn't play, but I thought the guys played pretty well, so it was a good start to camp.
This training camp is going to be different because obviously you're leaving. You're going to Switzerland and then eventually Prague. So are there things that you're trying to, I guess, rush along to try and get shored up while you have a bigger roster here before you go, or is it still going to be kind of business as usual?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. I feel like we're leaving in 2 days to go to Switzerland, and I feel like camp just started, so it's definitely a little different, and it feels different. Less games. Normally, you got a lot more time, and obviously, there's a lot of hard decisions to make for the coaching staff, but a lot of competition, which is great for a team, though.
What is the addition of Ryan McDonough been like for the defense corps?
Yeah, it's been great. I didn't get a chance to practice him really. I was always in a different group, but he's such an amazing player. He's done so much over his career, and amazing guy too. He's been a captain. He's obviously won two Stanley Cups, a great leader. So he's you can just see it when he's in the room on the ice. He's got that presence, and he's a huge addition for us.
Now, Roman, as you stack up the years, and you've played excellent hockey. At the beginning of the year, is there anything year by year that you change up in preparing for the season?
Yeah, I do. I feel like every summer is a little bit different. There's always different challenges. I think recently, the older you get, the more you have to kind of watch what your body says too, right? Like you got to get more rest. And the past couple summers, I think. I feel like there was a summer when I overtrained a little bit, and I learned a lot from that summer. I think you got to get away from hockey a little bit, but then once the new year starts, I think there's always, I'm one of those guys who tries to do new things in the summer too. I feel like I switch up my workouts a lot. I try to do new things on the ice, and it just kind of, I feel like it keeps my mind fresh. And there's always new things I try to adjust over the years for sure.
Now, with being a captain, does that also extend to the off season and when you guys are not playing, just to stay in touch with the guys, making sure, you know, everybody's okay, everybody's doing what they need to do?
Yeah, a little bit, for sure. I mean, not so much that I'm like checking on guys if they're working out.
Absolutely.
Fabs, hey, Roman, what are you doing?
Hey, you doing your job?
Send me a picture. Be working out.
Send me a picture. I want to see that you're in the gym.
I saw a picture of you at the bar. No, but like, we definitely stay in touch. And like, but then once, I feel like towards the end, I think once the season ends, everybody kind of gets away. Everybody goes home. You spend time with your family. And then once like August comes around, you kind of, most guys come back, like you start skating here, and mostly the skates are run by our coaches, don't come out, so like we have a coach that runs it, Timmy, but like it's a lot of like player driven, so you want to make sure like you get some good skates in, and but that's about it. But we definitely stay in touch, and it's more like about having some fun in the summer too, hang out and like go golfing and stuff like that.
Did you go back to Switzerland this summer, or with the baby
I stayed here. Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah.
So it'll be good for you going home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. I'm excited.
Roman Josi is with us. Roman, you guys worked on special teams today. And You guys, the first five on the power play, really strong year last year. A lot of great breakthroughs. So what's the wrinkles? Like, I know that the tape's going to be out, right? Everybody's going to look at the tendencies and how you guys had success. So how do you keep it there? How do you even get better?
I think it was a really good year for us. But I think if there's one thing I learned, like, it's hard to compare years. And I think some years the puck bounces weird, some years it doesn't. So I think what we can learn from last year, we did a good job on just focusing on the process and just focusing on what we have to do and not so much on results. And I think that's what we need to do this year too. I think there's things we can do better than last year, get more movement. I think that was one of the parts that we did really well. We had a lot more movement and guys were in different positions, and I think we can do that even better. But just in general, I think the mindset of, you can't always compare to last year. I think we got to go in it. It's a new year, and we know what we have to do, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
We were looking at some of these young players like Cody Glass and Ellie Tolvanen and this young kid, Yusso Parsonen, who's making a good impression. Who's standing out to you? Anybody in that group or any others that we haven't mentioned that's making a nice impression on you in camp?
Yeah, I mean, Parsonen has been playing really well. He's had a really good game. Obviously scored a goal, but just in general, he seems like a really smart player. And I know that they were really high on him before this year's camp. And he looks like a great player. And then the other guys, I know them pretty well by now.
Yeah.
They played here for a couple of years now. But obviously, I think they'll take another step and get an even bigger role this year. And I think we'll need it too.
Looking at what you guys are working on here today, you're looking ahead. That there's a lot of competition, I know, that to be in that group that goes to Switzerland in the final 27, and then you guys will work on some things there. But that's really the first step for some of these guys in the bubble, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a lot of competition this year. I think, which is a really good thing. We have a lot of guys that can make the team, and a lot of competition. And it's such a short camp, so I think that's one of the reasons it's been so intense. And even the scrimmages we had, guys are playing with like a lot of intensity, because obviously you want to make a good impression. And it's good. It's great for competition. It's great for a team. And everybody wants to go to Europe, obviously.
We asked you before camp started about Nino Niederreiter and your relationship with him. Now that we've seen him here, it's got to be fun to being on his team, right? He's such a tough guy to play against.
Yeah.
You guys have had a lot of battles over the years, but we've even seen it in some of the scrimmages and in the preseason game the other day. He gets in front of the net, gets those tough areas, and makes things happen.
Yeah, he does. He's especially as a defenseman, he's really hard to play against. I mean, he's a big body, he's really strong on the puck, and like you said, you signed the scrimmage. He's good in the corners, he goes to the net, he's got a great shot. So he'll be a great player for us.
All right, I was looking at the weather report.
You need your advice.
Okay, in Bern, it looks like 40s, 50s, maybe a little rain going in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is that normal for this time of year? Brisk,
I think so,
weather,
yeah,
here, but nice fall weather?
Yeah, it's definitely colder than here.
So the winter coat, probably we don't need to make the trip there. Outside
no,
shot,
I don't
maybe?
Think
probably
he,
not.
I don't think you need a winter coat.
Okay.
I think you need like this, like a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Layers,
like, should be
couple
fine.
Layers.
Yeah, a couple layers. Yeah. But I don't think you need a winter coat.
Okay, Willie. Need to bring you a hat too, man.
Oh, definitely gotta bring the hat.
Gotta have that.
Now, what about like when we go to restaurants and stuff? Do I need to brush up on some simple like Swiss German? Do I need to like bring the phone to translate? Or a lot of people speak English over there.
Yeah, most people speak English.
Okay,
but
good.
You would surprise some people if
I just do a couple Swiss lines. Yeah. All right, so we'll work on that in the plan.
Yeah.
How would he order a beer in Swiss German?
Huntis Bier, huh?
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Learn that. Write that down.
Just say that all
can I have
Willie?
A beer? Just like that. Get that on tape. Get that on tape, Nick. I'm going to rehearse that.
I need to write this down, too. Roman said I can come, so I just need to sit, you know, and he's the captain.
Permission slip. We'll get him to sign.
I tried to get on a Vegas trip with the Sounds, and that didn't go well, but this I think is going better.
And we got to show Roman, Rick Sweet. He's the Nashville Sounds manager. We feel like, Roman, he
was talking about line changes earlier. So
he was talking about line changes. But so he knows a little bit of hockey. He also has a good stash from the 70s. That's right
Phil.
There with Phil, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We got to show this to Phil, too. And he had some great stories about
that's
the
Phil
mustache.
In a couple of years.
Late 70s right there. Pretty
that's
good.
Awesome.
Well, Roman, best of luck the next 2 days and then headed to Switzerland. I know that how exciting that is for you to be able to go home and help lead this team. And and then in Prague as well. But appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.